This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number three, you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been, well, pretty much all over the map.
I've got to say that the most common phrase we have when we do these shows is we've been all over the map. That's like the standard 9 o'clock answer. 9 o'clock Eastern for those of you listening across the country.
Yes, we are live every night of the week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern. That includes days such as Easter, Christmas, all of the nights of Kwanzaa, all of the nights of Hanukkah.
But not Canadian Boxing Day.
We're live Canadian Boxing Day. Your birthday.
Yeah.
Rusev Happy birthday. Day. We're live that day as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Festivus.
Yes, also live.
So this was another story that popped up, and this has been big news, I would say, in your more libertarian circles and in your Second Amendment-type circles, but this comes to us from thehill.com.
So before you get into this, I just realized that we didn't sort of explain the map that we have been on, because people are free to call in about anything, and sometimes there are some stations that will carry us delayed, so there might be people that are listening right now hearing the first hour, where we were talking about Amazon's recognition. We also talked about tariffs, a group of farmers launching an anti-tariff ad campaign, even though they're being bribed with $12 billion in handouts and welfare, they're not liking the fact that that's even needing to be on the table because, again, as Harry Brown said, government's good at breaking your leg, giving you a crutch, and then saying, without us, you wouldn't be able to walk.
Right.
You can call in, again, about any of that or what we're about to talk about or just anything that is on your mind, 855-450-FREE.
And what we're going to be talking about right now is 3D printing guns. This is something that's been around for a couple of years.
Somebody
you and I both know, I think, kind of kicked that off.
Don't think I have ever met Cody in person.
Really?
But I've definitely interacted with him online.
Yeah, likewise. But this article, again, anti-gun violence groups filed to halt online posting of 3D printed gun plans. And we'll get into a little bit of the backstory here, so kind of bring you up to speed on what's going on. Three prominent anti-gun violence groups filed a motion early Wednesday to block a settlement that would allow for plans of 3D printed firearms to be posted online. So first of all, what's a 3D printed firearm? In the world of federal regulation of guns and things like that, there's a requirement that says that any gun sold by a manufacturer must have a serial number. This is how they can trace guns. They can track them going from one place to another. And who sold this gun to who and who was the owner, and it was found in a crime, so who owns
by it? By definition, any gun that does not have a serial number or is manufactured without ever having a serial number would be considered a ghost gun.
Some people use that term, but yeah, it would be basically under.
It's the type of gun that it's the same way I like my immigrants, undocumented.
There you go. So while that is a requirement for firearms manufacturers, and if you're building a complete gun, you could actually You can build your own gun at home, folks. You can do it. You can mill it out. You can do all this stuff. But then you have to put an identifying number on it, and you have to file that with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms,
and Explosives. There's a regulation saying that you're supposed to do those things. Your gun will still work without a serial number and without being registered with some government entity.
Correct. So this has been the world we've always lived in. But along came 3D printers, and what the idea there was, well, if I can make my own gun and I'm not a manufacturer and it's for my use, does it need to have a some sort of registration number or things like that? We also have...
Yeah, this was revolutionary in that it did not require people to have their own CNC milling machines.
Right, which is a very expensive metal milling machine. The idea was you could actually just use, basically make a plastic gun and put it out there on the internet, and anybody could print their own copy of it.
I think there is one tiny little piece of metal that has to be put in to where it will actually fire the bullet.
That is part of the design, and the people that came up with this, which is Defense Distributed, which was an organization that was created by Cody Wilson.
And isn't it just like a standard 10-penny nail?
I think in that design it is, but that's really, if you've ever seen a firing pin out of most guns, it's basically a nail. It's got a sharp pointy end on one end, and it's got a bigger end on the other that your hammer, your striker is going to hit. So basically what this did was allowed anybody who had a 3D printer to make their own firearm.
And you can buy these things for just a couple $100 at Staples now.
Yeah, 3D printers, it may not be up to the quality that you want, and you're probably going to put a little bit more into it. Now, the other thing about firearms is it is legal to sell the piece that has the serial number normally on it, as long as it's not completed to more than 80%.
Right.
And that's another thing that Defense Distributed has done, is come up with ways to sell an easy-to-use machine where you could take an 80% finished AR-15 lower, that's the part that has a serial number, and have it basically finish it overnight, and you wake up in the morning and you've got pretty much all the component you need to assemble a AR-15. But needless to say, this has anti-gun groups up in arms, and they say anti-gun violence groups. I don't know of anyone who is pro-gun violence. But that's the phrase this article uses, the Brady Center to Prevent...
Well, it is from the Hill, so there's probably going to be a little bit of a slant.
You bet. The Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, Every Town for Gun Safety, and Giffords Law Center jointly filed in U.S. District Court in Texas an emergency motion to intervene and an emergency motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction in the case. A representative for the Brady Center confirmed to the Hill that a closed hearing will be held heard in the case on Thursday. The federal government has settled a lawsuit with gun rights activist Cody Wilson late last month, allowing him and his company, Defense Distributed, to post and sell the plans for 3D printed guns. The government has initially ordered Wilson to remove the plans, first posted online in 2013, saying it violated international law on the export of defense materials. Wilson complied but sued the government in 2015. The settlement exempts Wilson and his company from the restrictions on defense material exports, according to a copy of the settlement obtained by CNN. The three anti-gun violence groups argue in the filings that the federal government was correct in initially finding that posting the plans on the internet, quote, threatened national security, unquote.
What?
Yes. If you just allow people to print their own guns, mind you, with very expensive equipment, then somehow this threatens, quote, threatened national security, unquote, which is insane. Do you expect marauding bands of Chinese armed with plastic pistols to come storming over the horizon and
if taking... you're determined enough, you could make a crossbow out of a newspaper and a rubber band.
I've never heard that one, but why not?
Oh, there's an entire episode of Mythbusters about it.
There's that. There's the fact that if you went into any hardware store with the right copy of the Anarchist Cookbook, you could probably make a bomb that would kill a lot of people, too.
Yeah. You could make something that is described in the book as a bomb but doesn't actually do anything, because a lot of those things the Mythbusters tested as well.
Right.
And turns out they just wind up making a mess. We'll jump back into this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on 3D printing guns, or just making them
yourself?
She's
such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are free to call in and talk live about whatever is on your mind. We'll get back to the phones and the article here in just a moment. But I want to remind you why you, if you don't have a home security system, why you might want to consider getting one. And that's because a home security system is supposed to help alert you before something bad happens, not after. The Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free. Setup takes minutes, and they run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And the live feed for Blink lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it even works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink feed. Visit BlinkProtect.com, that's BlinkProtect.com, or go to Amazon and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
An arson bumped down one of the mobile feeding units next town over. In Rio Rancho, so right next to Albuquerque. So
okay.
They're trying to find them. Yeah, they burnt one down, but so they had eight speeding vans. So they burnt down one of them. So
that's a good start.
I mentioned that the nightgown bandit, the old man that came out in his pajamas like 6 years ago in Santa Fe, and then he shot one of. He shot down one of the speeding vans.
Really?
Years ago. Yeah, he was called Daryl knows about it, you know, the nightgown bandit.
If you happen to see him, thank you for your service.
Well, they put him in the mental hospital, you know, for that. But, you know, the thing is, why do people love to speed and then love to get into big car accidents?
I can only speak for myself. Sometimes I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I'm running late. Sometimes that's it. But I don't love to speed. And I don't love to cause car accidents.
So let me attempt to answer this question using some math that I understand might confuse you, Sarah. The experts say that the speed limit is supposed to be set at the 85th percentile of the speed that people travel on the road. What generally happens in the United States is the speed limit gets set at the 50th percentile of how fast people generally drive on that road, meaning that the speed limits are often set too low with the intent of knowing that they're going to be able to generate some revenue with speeding tickets. So it's not that people, quote unquote, love to speed. It's that based on the road conditions and the safety conditions of a particular area, people are going to tend to drive a certain speed. If it's a four-lane road that is a straight road, people aren't going to drive 35, but there are roads in New Hampshire that are straight and four lanes where the speed limit drops down to 35, and it's all about revenue generation.
The more speeding tickets we can issue, the more money we get. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is that the caliber, the robots are set to give tickets 10 miles over the speeding limit, not 5 miles. It's always like a standard practice. If it's 35, they have to be doing 45 or more, and that would trigger a picture of the license plate.
I understand what you're saying, but again, we're ignoring Daryl's math. Daryl's math says that experts say that it should be at 45% of what...
No, the 85th percentile.
Thank you. The 85th percentile of what traffic normally drives at. So, basically, you're saying, you know, they're going 10 miles over a arbitrary number. The right way to do it would be to open up a road... Take down all your speed limit signs, let them drive on it for, a couple months, 6 months, a year, figure out what that number is and say, okay, based on what people actually do, this road should have a speed limit of 79.4 miles an hour. That would be more accurate than just saying this is a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
So
do you see what I mean there?
If you say 75 miles per hour, what do you think they'd be doing? You know what they'd be doing? They'd be doing 90 miles an hour.
Some people will. No argument there. Some people are going to go slower. I don't speed nearly like I used to. I just basically go the speed limit or a couple miles over. That's it.
And, Sarah, are you aware of what the laws were in Montana until about 20 years ago?
What's going on with that state?
So in Montana I think it was about 20 years ago when they actually wound up implementing a daytime speed limit for the first time ever, there was no speed limit in Montana other than it had to be safe for the road conditions.
Right.
And if you wound up getting pulled over, and people would get pulled over for driving at what an officer thought was an unsafe speed,
yep.
But if they could then convince either the officer or the judge that they were driving at a safe speed, the ticket would be dropped. And they did not have some huge number of traffic fatalities.
Right.
But the reason they wound up implementing a speed limit was because the federal government threatened to withhold highway funding.
Let me share one story that's sort of about that. And I think we used to call those prima facie laws for speeding. I don't know where that came from, exactly how they associated prima facie with speeding laws. But
prima facie means on its face.
Yeah. But this was a story that we used to hear. Maybe it's an urban legend, but in Oregon we had the same thing. The story was this, on I-84, this long, hundreds and hundreds of miles long stretch of pretty straight road, a cop sees this car fly by him, pulls him over. Do you have any idea how fast you were going? He's like, yep, I was going 162.4 miles an hour. I am driving on dry pavement. My car has been freshly tuned because I'm a race car driver. And, I have 20/20 eyesight. And he listed all these reasons why I couldn't. And the cop still gave him a ticket. He takes it to court. And the judge throws it out because you are a race car driver. You have the skills to go that fast. You were driving on dry pavement. No problem there. You weren't driving at night. No problem. Why shouldn't that be the rule?
Sarah?
Do you like somebody going 160 miles an hour just because he's a race? I mean, would you feel safe with that? I wouldn't.
If they didn't hit me.
You know what I mean? Just because you make reasons, and that judge is crazy. They should vote him out. If people knew that's how he ruled, everybody, if people knew, then they would get voted out.
Why? Because he did something that he said, no, there's obviously no reason for me to charge you with anything because you didn't put anyone at risk.
Sarah, we all know that you hate cars and you're not going to be happy until cars just cease to exist. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, sir.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
For you. USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump at the U.S. steel mill in Granite City, touting how he believes his trade policies, including steel tariffs, have helped to bring jobs back there. But the president also spoke on other topics to the crowd of 500 or so, including North Korea.
When I met with President Obama, it sounded like he was ready to go to war with North Korea. It sounded like he was ready to go to war. I said, did you ever speak to him? No. I said, wouldn't it be nice to at least speak?
Although no formal deal is in place yet, President Trump and top administration officials are touting Wednesday's agreement with the European Union to work toward a free trade deal. Republican Senator Richard Shelby says he welcomes the move.
I think that's good news. I've thought all along that tariffs from our side, tariffs on their side is not the answer.
Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. and EU has agreed to begin talks geared toward removing all tariffs and trade barriers imposed on each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Want to invite you, if you've never watched Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, want to invite you to watch the movie. And you can watch it for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. Or if you're one of those people that likes getting extra stuff, well, you can order one of the limited edition DVDs that includes, I believe it's about 8 hours of bonus footage. And if you pay, I think it's like $2 more, you can get a signed DVD signed by Derek J. And possibly signed by Ian as well. Ian Freeman, of course, the executive producer of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Dodger calling in, watching us on the YouTube. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, at the end of the last segment, the only thing I could think of was Sammy Hagar. And nice. You guys know the song, I Can't Drive 55.
Yes.
Now, I never actually experienced that. I'm way too young, but both of my parents did. And something that, based on what I've heard, and I could be mistaken, but I heard that there were actually traffic studies that showed that you are absolutely no safer just going 55 than you were doing like 80. And I could be mistaken, but it just seems to me as if an arbitrary speed limit, that's why different places that you look at the Autobahn in Germany where there is no speed limit. And actually,
pull up to see, because I had heard that, you know, the average speed on the Autobahn, where up until apparently recently there wasn't a speed limit, the average speed was somewhere between like 60 to 70 miles an hour, which of course they rated in kilometers per hour. But according to the Wiki article, it looks like a speed limit was instituted within the last 3 years.
Interesting. I've always heard, okay. I can't back this up, but I've always heard that more accidents are caused by differentials in speed than just speeding.
Yes.
In other words, somebody is going 55, somebody else is going 90, then there's a potential for an accident. And if everybody just kind of hit that medium point, if everybody just drove 70 or whatever it happens to be, it would be a little bit safer. Your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, when I drive on the highway, especially long distances, I like to try to get into what I consider a speed group, and I like to try to get in the middle of them, and not in the front, not in the back, because those are probably the ones most likely to be targeted, but I'll do like 75, and then I'll find a speeding group that is willing to do 80, 85. They're coming up on me, and I like to try to jump in the middle of them, and I feel much safer doing that. It's just, and I'm not sure if that study that both of my parents told me about it, and I seem to have read something about it, that there was a study done, and that's the reason why the national speed limit ceased to exist, is it's because there were just as many traffic fatalities and accidents, if not more. Michigan has a minimum speed on their highways. I'm not sure how it is in the rest of the country, but we have a minimum speed of 55. Obviously, if there's a blizzard, you're not going to be doing 55, but in normal road conditions, you're actually considered unsafe by doing underneath a certain speed limit.
Right, and there is, and I don't know if it's a federal thing, but on every interstate that I've ever been on, and I've driven all over the country, there is a minimum speed limit, and it is because of that thing that you had mentioned, that speed differential that causes crashes, to where if you've got people driving the maximum speed, which 70, 75, depending on where you are, and then you've got other people driving 40, yeah, there's going to be accidents.
Or even if they're doing the posted speed limit, let's say it's a 65 zone, they're doing 65, but they come up on a, you know, some little white-haired lady who's doing 35 miles an hour on the highway.
Right.
You know, it's not good. I don't know. I just, like I said, I've grown up hearing all these stories, and like I said, I completely admit that some of these may just be urban legends. But it makes sense to me to follow basically what everybody else is doing. If everybody else is doing 65, 70, 75, 80, if I'm going the same speed, there's not that differential in speed, and it seems to be safer to me.
So I pulled up some,
to me as well.
Pulled up some statistics, and Dodger, thank you for the call. Pulled up some statistics here from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They say approximately 70% of all fatal crashes on roadways with speed limits of 40 miles per hour or less are in urban areas. Fatal crashes occurring on roadways with speed limits between 45 and 50 are evenly split between rural and urban, and over 70% of the fatal crashes on roadways with speed limits of 55 or higher are in rural areas. And, of course, they have charts showing the breakdown of rural versus urban for those crashes and speed limits. And I'm guessing that there's also going to be, shall we say, a higher number of roads in a rural area with speed limits of 55. I've never been in a city where there's been a speed limit over 55 unless it's interstate going through the city.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, like there's not a surface road where you can do 60 yeah. through, like, you know, Denver or San right. Antonio.
But you'll have your beltways. You'll have your interstates that travel through a city and things like that.
Right.
Yeah. It's just not realistic. I can't believe Sarah generated this much discussion on this topic, because it's always the same topic with Sarah.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to think about, and I don't know whether I really need a government to tell me how fast is a safe speed to travel.
Right.
You know, I consider them guidelines.
Yeah, we've talked about some of these towns in Europe where they've just removed all of the signs. They've removed the
stop signs,
the yield signs, the pedestrian cross here signs. They've removed all of them. And what happened? Yeah, accidents went down. The number of pedestrians that wound up getting hit or killed went down. I've even noticed in tiny little Keene, New Hampshire, that we have a fair number of intersections with, you know, like what would be considered a major road for here, where there's no stop sign at any of the three points. But people come to a stop on that crossroad going right. into the T.
We have a great intersection in the little town I live in, and it's outside of town. But you're basically, if you're coming up the hill, that's one road. You could be coming across a bridge, which turns onto that road is another road. There's another road that comes down, like, off of a hill where there's, like, a housing. So it's four different ways to enter this intersection, and they're pretty much all blind.
Right.
Like, you can't see any of them. And you
stop sign or yield signs?
None.
Nothing.
Nothing whatsoever, and somehow I've never seen an accident.
Let's go to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'd like to ask a question. You guys are both part of the Liberty movement, right? More like the libertarian leading side of things?
Daryl certainly is. I'm certainly a Liberty kind of guy. I leave it at that. I don't belong to any parties or anything.
But the Liberty movement is larger than just the Libertarian Party.
Guaranteed.
Well, go ahead with the question.
I guess this would be more oriented towards you, Daryl, because I was getting into a little conversation with Karen Ann Harlow a little bit ago about this, and it circled around the candidate for chair of the Libertarian Party. What do you think of the LibSoc caucus?
All right, so I will put you on hold, explain who Karen Ann Harlow is. She's the current secretary of the Libertarian Party of the National Committee. And, yeah, let's talk about libertarian socialism.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a thing. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, all one word, BlinkProtect.com, or go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts in the closing moments where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And we go back to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. And Stefan, just want to basically re-ask the question here to make sure that I remember it correctly. You said that you were having a conversation earlier today with the Secretary of the Libertarian National Committee, Karen Ann Harlow.
This was last week, and it was
last week. Okay,
it was a discussion about a certain candidate for chair this time around, Matt Kienle.
Yes,
and whether or not I was asking her whether or not she thought he had a seat at the table, and she said no libertarian, socialist, or communist has a seat, has a right to, you know, make any decisions in the Libertarian Party. And I wanted to know what you thought of the Libertarian Socialist Caucus, because I know you and Matt Kienle are both in the Audacious Caucus. As am I.
Right. So let me sort of explain what the Audacious Caucus is very quickly. It's a group of people that kind of got fed up with the Radical Caucus, not necessarily wanting to be radical in some aspects. And so the Audacious Caucus was formed because audacious is more radical than radical. And as far as libertarian socialism, I know that there are some people that will say, oh, that's cool, I'm a banana octopus. But as long as everything is voluntary, I don't care if somebody wants to live in a voluntary commune. There's a lot of stuff that we need to deal with before we wind up determining, you know, whether or not I wind up getting to own my own bed and underpants. Yeah, and I think that's really, I mean, because that is an example I hear a lot. It's like, well, if you had a, you know, and somebody brought up in Discord, you know, a very horizontally run voluntary co-op.
Right.
You know, okay. But in that, you are saying that, you know, this is voluntary. Anyone can join. Anyone can take part. And I assume there'll be some level of rules. Is that, that just means you're sharing work and you're sharing proceeds. When I think of socialism, I think of someone taking the means of production, not in a voluntary manner.
Right. That's why, you know, the LibSox will always mention
LibSox
that, or LibSoc. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. something about socks. Don't use that sock. But no. So they always point out the libertarian aspect and the non-coercion and the non-aggression principle,
sure,
and sticking true to libertarian philosophy, which libertarian philosophy in and of itself does not recommend or directly tie to a particular economic strategy. It just says that
don't use force against
people. Don't use force.
Right.
Whether that means that, you know, I can wind up, you know, owning something and voluntarily sharing it or not, you know, as long as there's no force, if I want to collectively join other people and,
sure,
say, hey, let's share the workload here.
Right. I got a big farm.
I don't see a problem there.
Right. Yeah. And why would you? Go ahead.
That's why I got a little bit frustrated when I was at the Libertarian Convention of Ohio, because Matt Kienle was there and everybody was basically treating him, you know, like he was a joke, everybody that I talked to. And the whole time I was one of the few people defending him, saying, look, he's for non-aggression. He doesn't believe in coercion. He doesn't believe in a monopoly use of force. He is a libertarian in that regard, and I don't think that those people should be forced out of the party.
Right.
It's really quite ridiculous. Because, well, it shouldn't be surprising, because the Libertarian Party of Ohio is the most diet Republican party in the entire country, and I can't wait to see their gubernatorial nominee bite them in the butt.
Right, and, you know, one thing that people that weren't at the Libertarian Convention, the National Convention, might not realize is there was a token system for the chair candidates getting into the debate that happened the day before the vote.
Okay.
And I forget how many tokens a candidate needed in order to wind up getting into the debate, but I wound up giving my token to Matt Kienle because I wanted to make sure that his voice was heard on the debate stage. Whether,
okay,
I agree with everything he says or not,
right,
is irrelevant to whether or not I think that, you know, he does have some valuable things to say.
Yeah.
Sadly, I couldn't make it to the convention because I was I'm a registered green because of how the registration system here in Ohio works. But I was actually going to ask, since you were there, I heard that James Weeks actually got the amount of tokens required to be in the debate, but they didn't have enough podiums. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, and there was actually a point of contention on that, to where there was, you know, point of information of, why are we limiting this to only five candidates when there were six candidates that wound up getting the number of tokens? And the response from the chair of the Convention Oversight Committee was, well, we only rented this many podiums. Well, can we wind up getting another one? And he said, no, we can't. And then Arvin Vora said, is there any rule against candidates sharing a podium? And there was not a rule against candidates sharing a podium. And so then Arvin wound up making a motion to wind up allowing James Weeks to share his podium. And I don't know why, since there wasn't a rule against it, that we had to vote on this. But it was overwhelmingly rejected. And I think that, you know, James Weeks should have been allowed on the debate stage.
They said no because he was the chair stripper.
Right, but he kept all of his clothes on in public this time.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, and there's problems with the way some of the election stuff works within the Libertarian Party that hopefully winds up being resolved in 2 years, to where we had speeches for vice chair that went on for almost an hour. We had speeches for at large that went on for, I think it was close to 2 hours, because we had 45 people running and they each got up to 5 minutes. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. And when the convention ended, we still had ballots that had not been counted for some of the races. And we're still, we're what, almost a month out of convention, and we're still trying to determine whether or not a judicial committee was actually elected. I say that there was, and I'm not just saying that because I'm one of the people that would have been elected if there actually was a judicial committee elected, but there's a rule that says that the judicial committee is elected in the same manner as at-large representative for the LNC, and even though the LNC rules were suspended and amended during the convention, and at one point the chair was asked whether it applied to something else, and he said no, but then he was later reminded of this rule, and it sounded like he changed his opinion on something. There's still discussion about some of the elections 3 weeks after the convention.
The LNC is a mess, I swear.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It needs to change. It needs to be streamlined, and hopefully it gets fixed before 2 years from now. Otherwise, we might wind up having a convention that ends without knowing whether or not we actually elected a presidential candidate.
So I got to ask you guys, because you're both very big in the Libertarian Party, the real party.
Right.
I am on the state level.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate to say that it just feels like it's just kind of getting, it just sort of moves from one strange thing to another strange thing.
Oh, it definitely moves from one strange thing to another strange thing.
But is there a movement underfoot to get the grown-ups involved? And I don't I don't mean to say that, yeah, you got to get Bill Weld in as your presidential candidate. Right, so what I'm saying is anybody looking at this thing going, you know, we could sort of act like a real political party.
So there are people doing that, but right. Then the discussion is which group of people arguing with one another and saying Robert's rule says this. Which group of those people are the real adults?
Don't look at Ohio for it. We literally started a drinkers caucus.
The Moonshine Caucus started at the National Convention. Mark Clare from Lions of Liberty wound up getting drunk and starting that one night. Stefan, thanks for the call. If we did not get to you tonight, try back earlier tomorrow, because we are live every night of the week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.